From a bird's eye view, shelters at the UN Protection of Civilians site in Bentiu seem to be on a dam. This is because the UN base is in a floodplain, so there's water and mud everywhere. People who arrive at the site carry their belongings on their heads as they walk through flood waters that go up to their knees. Toby Lanzer, the UN humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, sees firsthand what the displaced people have to go through.
People, they don't have a dry place to stay. They don't have any firewood with which to cook. The sanitary conditions have deteriorated very, very sharply. We've now got over 100 people for every latrine that is still functioning.
Mr. Lanzer says one question he has asked himself is why the displaced people choose to go to the UN base.
I've been in town, I've been into the centre of Bentiu. It's dry. And yet people are choosing to be here on this United Nations base, knee-deep in mud and water and slop. Clearly it's because there's a palpable sense of fear and foreboding about the situation, whereby the only place that people want to be and have chosen to be, and they've told me this, the only place where they feel safe is here on this United Nations base.
Ambassador Ian Hughes of the United Kingdom gave his impression of what he saw at the site.
This isn't the first POC camp that I visited here in South Sudan as the British ambassador, but it is very definitely the worst. There is something completely inhuman about the conditions that people are living here day in, day out. It is wrong. The UN is doing the best that they can to help the people here, but the best thing for their future and the future of this country is that they go home.
Ambassador Robert van den Doel, who was part of the delegation to Bentiu, is the newly appointed Dutch envoy to South Sudan.
For me, this is the first POC camp that I visit, and frankly, it's thoroughly appalling what I see here. It illustrates how necessary it is that the fighting stops and that people will be allowed to go home peacefully, because to live here is not human.
The leaders of South Sudan on Monday signed another ceasefire agreement in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. It's hoped that this time they will implement the truce, paving the way for the displaced people to return to their homes. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.